Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good morning. Keith over here, Pensacola Business Radio, and I have in our booth Dr. Donovan Chow. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So I know we talked earlier about I-10 when you guys came down to the studio, but let's get into Innovation Coast, and you're so conveniently located next to us booth-wise, so I've been kind of scoping out some of the stuff that you guys got, but let's tell everybody what Innovation Coast is.
Innovation Coast is, and good morning to you, Keith. It's good to see you again. Innovation Coast is a group of technology and knowledge-based companies and organizations, and the purpose is to showcase the technology and knowledge-based sector here in Northwest Florida. And so we're trying to grow a community of companies, and it's a relatively young organization, only been around for two plus years.
Yeah.
And so it's just like any young organization, it takes time to build momentum and to get board members, board of director members on the same page, but I think we're starting to coalesce around.
Well, as I say, you guys have gotten some traction, because even in 2 years, you're big now in the sense that I've seen you guys, you got your fingers in a whole lot of pots.
We're trying to. That's right. So last year, our big event was the Innovation Coast Innovation Awards, which was a business plan competition. We had a lot of fanfare around that, but there weren't a lot of other events. And so this year we've tried to regularize our calendar of events and our program of events, and we're trying to do that a little bit better next year.
Yeah, and you know, getting plugged in and doing the stuff with I-10 obviously has boosted some stuff. But tell me what got you into Innovation Coast. Like why Innovation Coast?
Innovation Coast, well, I've always had an interest in technology, even though my background is actually more in politics and international relations and some more social science, but technology plays such a critical role in our lives and always has.
Yeah.
Whether we talk about the internet now, but you go back to the Victorian internet a century ago, the telegraph.
Yeah.
So I've always had an interest in how technology impacts societies, and in my role at UWF, we're interested in growing the economy and the local marketplace here in Northwest Florida. And technology is a part of, and the knowledge economy or knowledge-based economy is part of what the United States and here in Northwest Florida, what we should be striving to foster and cultivate and grow. And so that's sort of answers your question.
Yeah. Well, some like myself who've sort of been with this process over the last couple of weeks have seen the reason that it just makes sense for Innovation Coast and I-10 to be together. But why? I mean, tell me specifically, I know why you guys got connected with each other.
There's the one person that happens to sit on both boards, Mr. Jim Rhodes.
Yeah.
And so, but Innovation Coast and IT Gulf Coast, they're after the same end goal. Long-term goal is growing the technology community from the individual IT professionals, IT Gulf Coast, and also growing the companies and those who lead those companies. And that's where Innovation Coast is part of that continuum and part of the ecosystem, if you will.
Right.
And there was a hole there a couple years ago. And so the companies like AppRiver, Avalex, GBSI, and also UWF and Pensacola State College and Gulf Power came around the table and made the hard decisions to create this organization, IHMC. I can't leave them out. And so we're trying to grow the community, and that's why Innovation Coast wanted to sponsor the closing keynote speaker. And so it's just a natural partnership, and there's natural synergies, both personality-wise, company-wise, but also we're just trying to work together to do something together.
And I think you just said it right there. One of the things that I've really noticed and that we've been hearing a lot so far here at the I-10 Summit is the need for this kind of stuff to reach all the way from the elementary to middle schools to the colleges to the jobs to the training. I mean, and you guys are a big part in that, Innovation Coast as well as I-10 and the other companies involved here, but I really truly believe that there is this community feeling of we need to connect everybody with who needs to be connected to keep this stuff going. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
A huge milestone that a lot of cities, are still having trouble doing. So, How can a company get involved with Innovation Coast?
Innovation, go to our website. It's www.innovationcoast.com, and you can contact us there directly via the website. You can attend our events that are also posted on the Innovation Coast website, innovationcoast.com. And so we're looking for anyone who represents a company, or preferably at they are at the senior level,
yeah.
but our events are open to the public,
sure.
and members. We're looking for organizations to join, not necessarily individuals, and so that's a slight distinction between IT Gulf Coast and Innovation Coast. But we're looking for anyone who wants to be a part of growing the technology and knowledge-based community here in Northwest Florida.
Yep.
And one member at a time, one member organization at a time, we're trying to create a critical mass, so to speak, so
right.
we get noticed a little bit more, because I know that Northwest Florida, I'm relatively new, only being here for about a year plus.
But we got you, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you got
staying.
Me. Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And so, but we sort of get overlooked compared to some of the other technology communities along the Gulf Coast. New Orleans is obviously huge, but
yeah.
But there's a lot of talented people here, and we want to showcase those talented people and those talented organizations.
Yeah. Well, great, man. I want to thank you for stopping by. I know you're only next door, but at least you got a breathing minute. So I want to thank you for stopping by. And I got one more question. Let's go ahead and pretend you're going to be able to get away from your booth today for a minute. What are you most excited about seeing here today at I-10 Wire?
I'm very excited to see the maker track, some of those panels. In particular, there's one that my colleague, Dr. Bryce Harris, was moderating on 3D printing.
And you know, we were setting up in here yesterday, and I walked over there, and there was some C-3PO and R2-D2. And I'm going to be the nerd at heart here for a minute, because even the new Star Wars
for it.
Is
go
coming
for
out.
It. Yeah,
man, I'll tell you, at some point, I'm creeping over there too.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Wanna see I want to see it live in action.
It's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just the 3D printing itself, but how it's a part of the whole ecosystem of technology and entrepreneurship, and that's what's exciting, and
yeah.
just how it's transforming advanced manufacturing, and it might someday we might all have 3D printers in our homes, so we could fix
yeah.
our cars and print off our own parts.
Well, and Ryan was telling me yesterday that they're printing houses.
Yeah, up in Chattanooga. Sorry, I
turned my mic down there.
That's
sorry.
Right.
Yeah, Ryan McPherson here, producer, engineer here today for...
my right-hand man.
Yeah, that's right. I was up in Chattanooga just a couple weeks ago for our new business, Radio X Studios, and they have the world's largest 3D printer up
really?
There.
Really? Okay.
And they can print structure for your house that's stronger than steel.
Amazing.
And,
that is amazing.
And it's just cutting-edge technology, and the whole community of 3D printers up there. So,
sort of spawning around that, isn't mm-hmm. it?
It is. It
so
is really neat.
I want to know, what's an ink cartridge go for?
Right,
for a 3D printer, right?
It could be like the Xerox machine. It's
yeah.
you know, $100 for the machine, $90 yep. for the ink cartridge.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it depends on how big the printer is.
Right, yeah. Right. So pretty cool. Well, again, Donovan, thanks for stopping by here today. And, you know, I really appreciate all the things that I know you guys are doing with Innovation Coast. And I know that this will not be the last time that we talk, because we have lots of other things to share with Pensacola Business Radio. But I want to thank you for coming by today, and hope you have a great afternoon and enjoy the rest of the summit.
Thank you, Keith, and thanks for helping showcase I-10 Wired and Innovation Coast. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.